From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Nigeria's Air Force said it had killed a number of senior Boko Haram fighters and possibly their overall leader. It comes as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived for talks on tackling the militants. Government planes had attacked the Islamist group inside the Sambisa Forest in its northeast heartland on Friday, according to the Air Force, adding that it had only just confirmed details of the raid. A statement by a military spokesman says that the leader, so-called Abu Bakr Sheikhu, is believed to be fatally wounded. On his first stop to the northern city of Sokoto, Mr. Kerry said the struggle against Boko Haram would only succeed if it tackled the reasons why people join militant groups and gain the public's trust. You can read more on Secretary Kerry's visit to Nigeria at voanews.com. Turkey Tuesday pounded Islamic State jihadists in Syria with new artillery strikes, with tensions flaring on the Turkey-Syria border after the bombing in Gaziantep that left 54 people dead. Turkish howitzers Monday hit jihadist and Kurdish rebel targets across the frontier. In new fighting Tuesday, two mortar rounds fired from an IS-controlled area in Syria hit the southeastern Turkish towns of Karkamis, according to Turkish television. Russian competitors remain banned from the Rio Paralympics after the country lost an appeal Tuesday against a suspension issued over evidence of state-run doping. The Court of Arbitration for Sports dismissed the appeal filed by the Russian Paralympic Committee, which sought to overturn a ban announced on August 7th. This is VOA News.